This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, vegetable gardening is in the limelight, and this for those of you with limited or no gardening space available, who would nonetheless like to plant tomato and pepper transplants, consider container gardening. Along with us to take a look at that, Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent. And Dennis, this could be an option too for those who a couple of weeks back or so purchased their tomato or pepper transplants and have been waiting and waiting for an opportunity to put those in the garden but have been delayed by the relentless wet weather. Container-raised tomatoes and peppers will work out just fine if done right.
That is correct, and actually we see that as a bigger trend in vegetable gardening to go to containers or some of these fabric-type pots that we fill up with a good quality potting mix, potting soil, then that has excellent drainage, holds good water, but you can get in there and work when we've had the rainy spells like this. And a lot of our vegetable crops, our tomatoes, peppers, work well in containers, and especially some of our tomatoes are getting smaller as more and more the trend nationwide is for smaller plants that work better in containers on decks, patios, apartments, those type of things. I think for a nice tomato plant, the smallest size pot, probably, I'm going to use a 5-gallon bucket range because that's what a lot of people can visualize. But if you want to do a big slicer, maybe you can go up to a pot that may be 10 gallons in size. Do you have enough soil mass to grow a big, big, massive plant?
Now, when you talk about those larger gallon pots, one must understand that if they have some intentions of moving those around later in the season as those plants grow, those become pretty heavy. So duly note that.
Yeah, and also keep in mind, I use the term 5-gallon bucket, which will work, but make sure you drill some holes in them because you've got to make sure you have excellent drainage. And the other thing I talked about real briefly was just the potting mix. We're not going to put dirt from the garden, soil from the garden in those containers. We're going to buy a commercially prepared potting mix that for the most part is soilless but provides that good drainage aeration that we need for success. You put our heavy clay soils in a pot and you kind of create this little bog effect that is not going to really be advantageous to a healthy plant.
Beyond that soil medium and making sure you go the right direction there, what are some other tips and tricks to succeeding with container gardening, or in this case, container grown tomatoes or peppers?
Well, you know, container gardening is really no different than growing it in the ground, except you're growing in a pot or a container. So here again, tomatoes, peppers, they're going to need full sun, so at least probably 6 hours of sunlight a day. So unfortunately, if your deck patio is on the north side of a house, you may not have enough sun. The other trick is these plants, you're watering a lot because in the container they dry out rapidly. And they're going to have to make sure you watch that fertility, that nutrition level. So get on some sort of regular feeding schedule. I made a comment a few minutes ago about just using your houseplant fertilizers. Those work great. But just some sort of a fertilizer that takes you throughout the entire season because, you know, we get great tomato harvests in September and we don't want to stop short fertilizing. We want to make sure we push those plants all summer long so we get good fruit production until frost.
Now, that commercial soil medium one can purchase will often contain nutrients in and of itself, but you're talking about supplemental nutrients beyond that, right?
That is correct. Yeah, a lot of those soil mixes have a slow-release fertilizer in them. But what I've read and always learned through extension is that those last, you know, the 3 to 6 months, like on the label under ideal conditions, which are much cooler soil conditions, but under the warm, hot conditions of a Kansas summer, those fertilizers can maybe only last half as long as it's stated on the bag. So let's say you buy a product that says feed your plants for 3 months. If it's outdoors in Kansas, I'd put that more down at a month, month and a half, and then I'd start feeding those plants to get us through the season.
All right. And of course, your local extension office has further information on succeeding with this project. Dennis, as always, thanks for the comments.
It's been a pleasure.
And with those helpful guidelines on raising tomato and pepper transplants in containers, that's Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.